This question actually is on behalf of my wife. She says she's too shy to ask you herself, so she asked me to. Recently she's heard in some lectures that Hazrat Masih Maud was married before he was married to Hazrat Amar Jan. And he had two sons from
that marriage.
From that marriage. What she wants to know is this, that why was it that over this period of time, apart from the fact that her family were not inclined towards the other, religious and so on, why was not he able to influence her? Because he must have had a good relationship with her, because he was himself such a noble person.
You know, that was even before he claimed to be, or he was appointed by Allah as Imam Mahdi and Masih. They had already separated. And in those days, it was a tradition, particularly with certain families, that the wives would insist that they don't want a divorce, and yet they would forgive the rights to the husband, you know, by understanding that you don't come to us and we'll let us live separately if you are ready, but we don't want divorce. It's to the advantage of the lady. Or it was to the advantage of the lady. It was on her own request that this understanding was reached. So some sort of loose arrangement of that nature was reached between Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife, even before he was appointed by Allah. So in that, the children were also being looked after by her, and she was not at all under the influence of Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, or they would never have reached this arrangement anyway. So this is why the children also were brought up under the non-Ahmadi influence, and she got separated mainly because she was not religious. That was the main reason. So an irreligious wife who chooses to live separately from her husband would naturally influence her children in the same way. And because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was too kind to ask for the children, although legally he had every right, he could insist, but he was too kind to hurt the wife in any way. And also perhaps because he was so busy attending to religious affairs that he never insisted on the children being brought up under his instruction. That is how it came about.